This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We have an awesome guest in studio today, Marissa Sergi. She is the founder and CEO of Redhead Brands, Redhead Wines, and she's been selected recently with the Walmart tryout program out of 500 companies. Welcome to Northwest Arkansas and to our show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have there been any moments in the last 3 or 4 years where you've either experienced setbacks or disappointment? And we don't have to harp on them because I'm an eternal optimist, but what's the mindset you've had that's kept you going?
Well, the first month and a half of my full-time journey with Redhead, I lost 3/4 of my life savings with a very bad business deal because I signed a contract with an individual that was supposed to help me, that I didn't outline the specific duties and my expectations. I base a lot of my business deals, well, used to, out of trust. I still trust everyone that I'm dealing with, but I make sure that the outline and the expectations are more specific. And I was heartbroken. I worked so hard for that money and I should have just lit it on fire. That's how I felt. I wasted it. But after I picked myself up, I ate some Ben and Jerry's ice cream, maybe a glass of wine or two. But I learned from that, and it's really helped me shape my business deals now and who I am today. Never sign a contract that you don't know from A to Z, guys out there, but yeah. Definitely a huge lesson I've learned.
That's great. Yeah, never sign a contract that you didn't review and yep. Probably have an attorney review. Number two, have a contract.
Yes.
I got burned a couple of years ago. You think I'd have learned by now. And just we'll figure it out with some buddies. So we've done good business in the past before, and it was no one's fault necessarily. Mm-hmm. Just there weren't clear expectations. And we just said we'd figure it out as we go. And we all are fair to each other. We have been in the past, and so we'll figure it out.
Absolutely.
But that's great. So what's your mindset, though? Yeah, Ben and Jerry's and a glass of wine. That's great. A lot of people, though, are either, number one, is either there's fear of even failing, so they don't do something. The second type is they didn't have a fear of failing, or they went ahead and jumped off, like we're saying, just go for it, and then they had setbacks, and now they're going, okay, well, no, if I touch that, it's hot, I get burned. Well, yeah, but there's something bigger on the other side sometimes.
Yes.
How did you get to that mindset? What else, though? What's your shift where you go, hey, yeah, that happened, but why would I give up on this? Is it passion? Is it such a belief in your product? Is it determination? What takes you to continue to even grow even more?
It's a little bit of everything you mentioned, including I'm very fortunate to be in the position where my family is very supportive. My parents, Frank and Ruth Sergi, they've been married for over 25 years now. And I know I have that in my back pocket. So if I do lose every dime to my name, I can, you know, have their support and get myself back on my feet. So it's really helped me become fearless. So I don't want to be on the show and act like that. I'm doing this all myself. I have so many individuals I couldn't even name in an hour's time because there's so many that are helping me in the background. Because honestly, I don't have any direct employees right now. I've been working with my parents' winery, Luvabella, and my parents as advisors and other advisors from all over the country and internationally. I just want people to reach out and use resources, even if they don't have a supportive family system like I do, because there's a lot of incubators, a lot of towns, startups are hot. Entrepreneurship is booming in the United States, especially with Walmart's Made in America Open Call Initiative. They pledged to buy $230 billion of U.S.-made products in the next 6 years. Yeah. They've already been doing this for 4. Yeah. So there's opportunity out there. You just got to find that way to take that risk from inside of your heart and put it out there. Yeah.